This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1314. Do you play it by ear when you travel?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. You may already know the idiom play it by ear, but how do you use it? Today, we answer a listener question on this phrase. Plus, we talk about how we like to travel and why.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hey, Michelle, I'm feeling great. I'm excited to do a little traveling coming up this spring. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Where are you thinking?
Oh, man, we have a bunch of countries written out, a bunch of ideas, maybe Egypt, maybe Turkey.
Wow.
We were thinking about Senegal.
Wow.
There's a lot of places that we want to go. And so I don't know yet. I will let you know when we decide.
Awesome. Okay, that's cool. Well, I am excited for that. I like hearing about your travels, Lindsay.
I like hearing about yours. Weren't you just traveling a few?
I was.
Few days ago? Yeah. Where'd you go?
I was in France, actually.
Ooh, I love a good trip to France.
Yeah, so I was in Paris, and yeah, it was good. I'd been there a couple times before, but it was fun to be back, and yeah, I had a great time. So, I don't know, it got me thinking a lot about travel for the show, and I got to practice a little bit of my French, which I know from high school and college, but, you know, it was interesting to practice it. I tried to kind of push myself, mostly because I don't know. I was thinking about our listeners, Lindsay, and how we're always trying to get them to push themselves and connect. And even when I made a mistake, I was like, it's okay, or just try a little bit here and there. And so, and one thing I noticed is that even when I did, I mean, because my French is really, really not good. But even when I tried to do like one thing, like even if I did like order, I'm going to say my order in French. And then I know it's likely somebody may respond to me in English, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just going to do it anyway. And I would do that. I would feel proud of myself.
That's nice. And you can build on that confidence, like a virtuous cycle, right?
Exactly. So I was thinking about our listeners a lot on our trip because I was trying to use the language a little bit. So yeah. But, you know, today we're going to be talking a little bit about travel styles.
Yes, I love that.
I mean, Lindsay, what kind of a traveler are you? Are you flexible? Do you usually like to make like an itinerary where you decide, or do you decide when you get there what you want to do?
Well, I think I've changed a lot since I was in my 20s, right? When I went backpacking for my year away at 26, I just had a backpack and most days I didn't have a schedule at all. Like maybe there was, you know, if there was a famous thing in the town that I was in, I would go see that. But I definitely didn't have an itinerary. That was, you know, I was living in hostels. I was meeting local. It was very different, right? But now that I'm taking trips that are more like a few weeks at a time, I do have to be a little bit more strict about where I'm going and when. Mm-hmm. But when I travel, I actually like to kind of play, I have a mix of playing it by ear and also having a set itinerary. So maybe I have one thing planned for the day and then the rest is free to do whatever I want.
Mm.
I also really like to get a variety of situations for where I stay. Like I like to do two nights in like a cheap hostel and then get a fancy hotel and then get an Airbnb. I like to mix it up a lot.
That's
I don't like to stay in the same. Yeah.
Wait, variety. Let's say you were staying in the same in the same city for 2 weeks. Would you be switching hotels?
No. That's not what I mean. No, if it's the same city, I wouldn't stay. I probably wouldn't stay in the same city for 2 weeks. I feel like I'd get bored in one city. Maybe there are some cities in the world that could entertain me for 2 weeks. But, you know, mostly it'd be more like when we went to Cambodia last year, right? So we spent a few days in Siem Reap, and we were at an Airbnb, and then we were at a fancier hotel in the capital, and then we went down to the beach and we stayed in like a bungalow and like a hostel. So like every time we move, I like to stay in a different kind of place. So it's not always exactly the same in terms of the vibe. You know?
It's, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, that's kind of fun. I like that.
It is fun. So then you never, I don't know, you always feel like you're in a new, like it ends up feeling like you've had a really long vacation because you've been in so many different situations.
Yeah, yeah. It keeps it exciting. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like schedules. I like to be pretty flexible when I travel. So like, I don't know that I'd be good. I mean, I've been on some like larger tours, like when I was little, like with my family, we went sometimes on a large tour. I don't know if I'd be great at traveling in a large group because, you know, I changed my mind from moment to moment about what I want to do. And I'm completely okay with spending my time in a cafe or just hanging out, feeling what I like to do in the moment, like really just playing it by ear. And that, you know, so we know like, where are we going to be? What hotel? And like you said, maybe like a couple of the highlights that we want to do. But other than that, I don't want it to be too boxed in. It makes me nervous, especially for a vacation.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially in a place like Paris. I mean, Paris, you know, we also went to Paris last November, and it's all about just sitting in cafe. We spent so much time just sitting in those sidewalk cafes, drinking French beer, drinking coffee, having breakfast. Like, it was the whole trip. Right. And just walking the entire city. I mean, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my gosh. I love it. So, guys, we've been saying this little phrase a couple times. It's play it by ear. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, this awesome phrase. But before we get started, and Lindsay's going to read the question from Masood in a second, I want you to take a moment to hit subscribe on your podcast player, guys. It is so important because if you hit subscribe, you're going to get notifications from us when we do things like bonus episodes, right? You are just going to be in the know with what we're doing on the show, because you don't want to be kind of like missing stuff. So you got to hit subscribe.
Exactly. So we'll give you 3 seconds. Three.
One, two. Oh, well, that's funny.
I was going to count down and you counted up.
And I'm counting up.
I'll let you count.
One, two, three. Good.
Boom. Okay. All right. I'm going to read the listener question, Michelle.
Go
Are you ready?
It. Yes.
All right. The person says, hey, hello, great All Ears English team. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday and you're ready for another nice week. I'm in Sacramento right now, and after a long weekend, I have to drive to the Bay Area early tomorrow morning. Per my weather app, it will be rainy. I texted my manager and asked him about tomorrow morning's meeting, which might be affected by rain. He texted me back, We'll play it by ear. Mm-hmm. I Googled it and I kind of got the meaning. I thought it might be a good topic to talk and you could teach us when we use it and what else could be used instead. What could we say in response to this? Truly appreciate your help and hope you enjoy the week ahead. Thank you, Masood. Oh, very cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love this question. I know, because it's such a great phrase to play it by ear. Yeah, it's so great. And guys, we've done some episodes that could be useful about kind of flexibility or about the phrase in general. So here we have episode 720 is this episode will be music to your ears because you'll learn how to add color to your language. So get that one. Lindsay, what else?
Yeah, how to show flexibility without sounding apathetic in English. Guys, very specific situation that we want you to know. It's episode 999. And how about another one, Michelle?
And also episode 1178, it's learn about approximation in 15 minutes, give or take. So these are all good ones for you guys to listen to as well.
Yeah, awesome. You know, I think this idiom is one that a lot of students might know. It might be on a lot of idiom lists, but they may not know how to use it. That's my sense. What do you think, Michelle?
Yes, definitely. I feel like it's pretty common. And I wanted to really talk about it today because I think it's very useful. So, Lindsay, I mean, I was asking you about travel because to me, that's when I hear play it by ear, I kind of think of that kind of context. But it can be used in other ways as well, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, even with this episode, we're playing it by ear a little bit. A lot of this is prepared, is planned. So we know what we're going to teach you guys, but some parts of it we are going to play by ear. So there you go. Good example.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it means like, you know, we're going to decide what happens when the time comes, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like with our, with the, listener talking to the manager, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the rain, it might be affected. The manager said, we'll play it by ear, which is like, oh, we'll see what happens and then we'll make the decision.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Exactly. So do we have a little mini role play here?
Exactly. Yes, let's do it. All right. So, Lindsay, should we go to the museum or try the tour tomorrow?
I don't know. Let's see how it's going tomorrow. Let's just play it by ear.
Okay. Awesome. Mm. Yeah. So I feel like this is a really good one for trying to make plans. Like, oh, do you want to do this? Oh, let's just play it by ear. You know, maybe someone like, it sounds a little bit like you're procrastinating on making the decision.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to make sure that you are traveling with someone who has the same travel style or something very similar, or that you can balance your two styles are a balance and you meet in the middle.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. Yeah, no, I am very lucky. Dan and I are the exact same with traveling. We are always like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. It's like, it makes it so much easier. I don't know, because people travel very differently.
Yeah, it's such an important thing in a life partner, right? Especially if you value travel, which I really do. It's kind of something you have to make sure you vet the person, you know, before you get married, before you commit to them. You have to travel with them to make sure you share the same values.
That's true. That's so true. It's very important. So yeah, another example with this. So for example, if I said to you, Lindsay, we can go to lunch at 12 or 1. I'm not really sure when we'll be hungry. Let's just play it by ear.
Yeah, nice. I like that. And also, I think I like this phrase because it helps you to relax a little bit. I get kind of stressed out when I feel like I have to plan everything because it feels like it's going to be mentally taxing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I so agree. So,
too many decisions. I think it's like decision fatigue. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. I don't know. I feel like I'm always just putting off the decision. We'll just play it by ear because I feel like not everything needs to be planned.
Yeah, it's good to be flexible in life,
for
too.
Sure.
Because you never know you just don't know what's going to come up.
Right. Definitely. And you know what's also interesting about this phrase, though? It can also be used in music. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's probably where it comes from.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know for sure. But I mean, what does it mean if you can play by ear in music?
I'm not a musician, but I think I've heard like pieces of this from musicians where they don't read music. They just like sense into it and they're able to play and create music that way. That's the best definition I can give you. Maybe our listeners can come to this blog post and let us know a better.
No, you're right, Lindsay. I mean, maybe they can read the music, but they don't have to like, for example, I'm so jealous. My brother has this skill because my brother and I both play piano. I can't play by ear, but my brother is amazing. Like he can, I mean, I don't want him to hear that because I don't want him to get it into his head that I said that. Just kidding. But he can hear a song and just play it right away. And some people have that gift. I mean, it's really a gift.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. And I'm so jealous because I could have really used that. Like I really would have liked that.
Did your brother like take piano? Did you guys both take piano lessons when you were kids?
And it was really fun growing up like that because he would just like play a song and then I would sing because I love to sing and you know, we would perform together.
Cool.
So yeah. I mean, I think that this phrase could come with this idea that you kind of, like you said, like just get a feel for something rather than planning.
Yeah. And I'd be curious to know what our listeners' styles are, you know, especially when you guys travel. So it'd be cool if you guys could come back to our blog, right, Michelle? Maybe they could come back to episode 1313 and let us know what their style
is. Yeah, for sure. It's funny to like kind of unpack idioms sometimes. So this is, let us know, you know, do you like to play it by ear? Are you more rigid when it comes to making plans, especially with travel? Definitely let us know. And guys, we're going to do a follow-up on this episode. So again, like I said before, you got to hit subscribe. This time I will count down.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. I did it, changed it this time. But you got to hit subscribe so you know, and you are looking out for that episode, because we are going to talk more about other ways to say this. We didn't get into it today, but we're going to go on because this is a really big topic.
Yeah, so we'll be back to this topic soon. Don't miss it. Hit subscribe, guys. And Michelle, it's been fun talking about travel.
Yeah, it has been so much fun. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.